This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, the election Tuesday for those who have misplaced their calendars. There has been no single issue driving campaigns this year other than the other party is evil, but the economy has been a theme in some campaigns. So Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports now on the picture those ads are painting.
Let's play a little game. Try to guess if this ad is from a Republican or a Democrat. Ready? Here goes.
Unemployment's up, job prospects are down, and the layoffs continue.
Don't feel bad if you get this wrong. I even stumped a political science professor.
Republican would be my guess.
But University of Michigan professor Vince Hutchings was willing to play along for a second time with this ad.
We're on the road to recovery. You might not feel it yet, but you will soon.
Ordinarily, I'd say a Democrat, but that sounds like my governor in Michigan, so I guess I'd say Republican.
Yeah, you heard that right. The Republican governor of Michigan is saying we're on the road to recovery. And that first ad, the one about bleak job prospects and layoffs, that's from a Democrat running for governor of Wisconsin.
We would expect Democratic candidates to trumpet the success of the economy and for Republicans to be on the attack. But at the state level, especially if we're talking about gubernatorial contests, that logic gets turned on its head.
Incumbents, whatever their political stripe, have to defend their handling of the local economy. Challengers blame economic problems on the incumbent. That's why in some state races, candidates are departing from the national party's talking points, which for Republicans have been...
It's all doom and gloom.
Erica Franklin Fowler is co-director of the Wesleyan Media Project. She says listen to ads from Republican congressional candidates and you'll think the economy will never pick up.
So a lot of ads will make references to the squeeze on the middle class in particular. And I've seen ads on, recent college graduates and frustration over, spending a lot of money on a college education and not being able to find a job.
Franklin Fowler says for congressional Democrats, it's morning in America. Or it would be if it weren't for the Republicans.
Democrats will often go after Republican incumbents and or wealthy challengers who own businesses for shipping jobs overseas or for job losses.
In fact, Franklin Fowler says about 20% of ads for all Senate candidates mention jobs, with very different takes on the jobs picture. I wondered, who's right? I turned to Richard DeKayser, a corporate economist at Wells Fargo.
I'd give the economy a B minus.
DeKayser says we're creating about 250,000 jobs a month. GDP is growing at about 3%. That's pretty good, but it's an uneven recovery. Not everyone is benefiting. So politicians can cherry pick economic data to make a point.
You can pick and choose from the data and tell pretty much any story you'd like. And more often than not, that's the case. It's just a matter of biased presentation rather than dishonest presentation, though there is some dishonesty as well.
And when the economic picture is a bit ambiguous like it is now, it's that much easier to manipulate. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.